Today is Thursday, January 16th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is Get to Know Your Customers Day. It's also National Without a Scalpel Day, National Religious Freedom Day, National Nothing Day, and last but not least, National Fig Newton Day. And in the photo they have for Fig Newtons, it looks like a homemade Fig Newton. I didn't even know that was a thing that people did. But that does not look like a packaged Fig Newton. It's too irregular looking. I know you guys can't see it because this is an audio podcast, but I'm letting you know that the Fig Newton does not look correct. Does not look correct. All right, let's go to the ham map. No, I'm just kidding. I told you guys I was behind. So Daniel text messaged me. And he says, "Hey, are you okay?" And I was thinking, did something go on in this area that I'm unaware of? Was there a bomb or a earthquake? an earthquake or something, you know, a tornado that I was unaware of. And so I messaged him back and I said, "Yeah, why?" And he says, "Well, guys, you haven't posted a show in 2 days." I was like, "What?" And so apparently, so first of all, I'm behind because on Sunday, I've already explained this, so I don't want to go back, but bottom line, there were issues. I forgot to edit the show Sunday night that was supposed to post Monday, and then I couldn't remote connect, and I had to work in the office on Monday, yada, yada, yada. And so every day, I've just been behind. And so, but I had posted, or so I thought, I had posted Tuesday's show on Tuesday around 5 p.m., 6 p.m., something like that. And I went ahead and recorded Wednesdays so that I was trying to catch up. And I went ahead and recorded Wednesdays. And then Wednesday, he messages me and says, "Hey, you know, are you okay? Blah, 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 blah." And that's how we keep up with each other. I mean, Daniel doesn't do a daily show. He, for a brief period of time, he did a show. I don't think it was daily. And I listened to that, and so I could catch up with things that he was doing. Well, he doesn't have the fortitude to stick with his own podcast. That's why I started doing 5 days a week. If I recall correctly, Daniel's was like once a week, maybe, or something like that. And I could be wrong, but I'm just going to say it was once a week. And I found I had trouble staying consistent when I had a, "Oh, I'll just record it whenever I have something interesting to say," or, "Oh, hey, I'll just record it when, you know, once a week or once a month or whatever." For whatever reason, I could procrastinate. There's no one else that I'm accountable to other than Gary. Well, now Daniel, I suppose. I wasn't able to stay consistent. And so one day, I think it was during there are several months where people do things. Like there's one where you grow a mustache. There's one where you write a novel or you write. And maybe it's all November and all these different causes have just taken, I don't know. But there was one year they were like, "Oh, Podvember," or whatever. We're gonna do a podcast every day. I think this was a thing. Years and years and years ago. No Pod Momo month or something. Pod, it was something. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it every day. And after that, it was got to be such a habit. I said, like, well, I'm not going to do it 7 days a week because I need to be able to take a weekend off. But I'm going to do 5 days a week. And that'll just be, I added it to my intro and, you know, my little thing that I say. And I did all of that. And for whatever reason, I have been able to keep, I don't know how many years I've been going doing 5 days a week. But since I started doing 5 days a week, I have been consistent. I don't know why I even decided to go that much into detail on that. But regardless, he messaged me, says, are you okay? Daniel and I, we communicate on our podcast, occasionally by text. And then he listens to my show because he doesn't do a show that I can listen to. And so when my show doesn't post, for a couple of days, he thinks I'm sick or have died or something. So he texts me. But anyway, so I don't know what had happened, but it did not. I don't know if I dreamed and just imagined that I had posted the show, because when I went to my WordPress, nothing was there. I remember doing it. I remember sitting there and doing it. My memory's not great, so I feel like this would be a clip that would go on that show that we all know about, but I'm not going to say because it only gets clipped if I say the name of the show. But he would play that downtown music or whatever, and then because I just said I can't remember anything anymore. Poor Crooked Hat. Anyway, so yeah. So that's that. I just went off on a tangent, but that's okay. So anyway, just a normal week. We're, like I said, we're planning for Q1, and so that's going how it goes. It's kind of stressful, but I only have 2 more weeks of this, and then I'll have a couple of months where it's a little less stressful, because at least the beginning of the year planning and the beginning of the quarter planning, which happens in January, will be done. There will be no more planning that we can do because we will have started the new quarter, because our quarters start February 1st. Other than that, the stair treads came in, so I installed the stair treads for Sydney. She still seems to be timid going up and down the stairs, and I don't know if it's pain, because how do you know if your animal's in pain? Somebody's going to write me or call in and be like, Adam, how do you not know when you're, but it's not like she's whining or barking or whimpering or anything like that. She's a happy dog. I'm convinced that she smiles, because the way she looks at us, it looks like a smile. But she just has problems jumping and going upstairs and downstairs and stuff like that. And I thought the carpet would help, which it has helped. I just installed it today, and it only took about 10 minutes. I did it in between 2 meetings that I had, but it's just self-adhesive thing. They just come with I just took a tape measure and measured, and I figured out that, you know, it needed to start 5 inches in, because they don't cover the whole step. They're not quite as wide. And so I just boom, 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 boom. It was like 14 steps or whatever that I had to do. It only took me less than a minute per step. And they're stuck. But they're easy to pull off. If you need to pull them off, they're super simple to pull off. But they seem to be sticking fine. But she still seems to be skittish. So maybe that'll get better. But she hasn't slipped since I put it in. So did that, and I'm printing vases right now because our little cabinet hut, the thing around the TV and our whatever you call that thing in the living room, is kind of empty, and Mark had put some stuff from his office. We've had that thing for a year, and we have not filled it up with stuff. And so Mark had put some stuff from his office, but I thought to myself, I found a lot of designs on this 3D printer marketplace that there is for my printer, and these are free models that I don't have to pay for them. Some nice looking vases that you can just put, you know, decor. And so I'm printing those out and trying to find sizes that work. I wish my printer would go a little taller. It's a small to medium size print bed on it, but it's doing an excellent job. I did one in a copper color, did one in a white color, did one in a gray and a black. I'm still trying to get the size exactly what I want it to be. So I keep reprinting. I'm wasting plastic because at least this plastic is made from corn or something. I don't know. It's biodegradable. PLA. It's got to be better than the other plastic, right? But it's still waste. It's still wasteful if I print something and don't use it. And we are going to some horror play at our local arts center tonight. So we'll see how that is. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.